If you're searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home. Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. We are here every single Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And you can also hear us afterwards on your favorite podcast platform. Just ask for Catholic Audio Media, one word, or on Spotify, Catholic Audio Media, three words. You may have to scroll through some podcast names to find us, but we're there. In any case, we are talking about, which we'll be doing in this program from here on in, if we're not doing interviews, we're talking about issues that appear in the news and how we need to understand them within in our Catholic faith. Now, yesterday, I talked about the fight that you may have heard between two high school girls. I think they were 16 years old. And the fruit of it was one of them ended up with a traumatic brain injury, which is always very serious. Now, and the other one is awaiting trial. And that's an issue, too. And of course, it's going to be an issue that there is just so much that will not be addressed by the media because they're not going to understand. And one of the things to look at is a little bit of history. I'll give you an example that happened in a local high school here. I don't know the final adjudication of the whole situation, but there was two girls in a local high school. This is probably about, many years ago. And they get into a fight. And one of them kicked the other one in the face. One girl was from a upper middle class suburb, and the other one was from the inner city. The girl from the inner city was Hispanic. The other girl was Caucasian. These are important figures. So the girl who was from the middle class suburb, she ended up getting kicked by the girl from the inner city. Well, the minute that happens, that's a felony. So the girl from the inner city, who is suffering from a lot of disadvantages to begin with, now has to deal with the fact that she's being charged for a felony, which is assault and battery with a shod foot. It's a felony. I heard of another case happening in another suburb, and the I think it was a neighbor came to me and says, "Do you believe this? They're charging this girl with a felony," which obviously no one should be kicking anybody. There's the whole thing. But what was not known is a little bit of the history. I'm not going to get into the history of the girl per se, but not too long before the fight, the girl in the inner city had to know about a situation that happened in that city that was horrendous. There was a girl who was a member of a gang. She started to come back to the church and wanted to turn back away from the gang. And she happened to mention to someone, and within a week, she was beaten, gang raped, and set on fire. That's the kind of thing that happened where this girl from the inner city who was charged with a felony came from. And she wasn't related to any of this. She had nothing to do with this, but that's the kind of thing that she dealt with. And on the same side of the fence, you have the other one who was more in an advantaged area. Now, the media isn't going to get any of this, or wouldn't have gotten any of it, because they don't. They don't get this at all. But here's the thing that's an important consideration to look at. You have these two aspects. You have these two realities, and they play a part in the interaction between anybody. They're going to play a part. And the other side of the fence is not only do you have one who could have suffered terrible emotional trauma, but you also have sometimes the case where, I'm not saying this actually happened, but you oftentimes have the case where someone from a suburb is going to try to pick on and get into a fight with someone from the inner city just to say they got into a fight with someone from the inner city. You see how all of that comes together, and the people in the inner city are like, they're trying to get into a fight with us. What the heck? And so all of this plays together. Media will never get any of this because they don't. So forget about the media on the, on coverage on this particular story and the one I'm describing to you. But you can see there's a lot of background there. And one of the interesting things to look at is it's the importance of us teaching what it is that we believe about sin, about, and not so much heaven and hell, that's all there, but God doesn't want us to fight one another either, about sin, about building good community, about teaching people who they are as human beings in light of the teachings of Christ, how important it is for us to be teaching that so that people may know a truth that not only leads them to eternal salvation, but also helps build peace in their own cities. We're going to talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL and your favorite podcast platform. Just look for Catholic Audio Media. Do you know we're here bringing you information and support of how to live your faith, the important ways of living your faith? And you know, this is coming from a Catholic perspective. We are here every single Monday through Friday, and our program becomes a bridge, delivering God's word to those who need to hear it when they're able to hear it. Just like the birds in the sky who neither reap nor sow, God graciously provides for their needs, and He is also calling us to provide for your needs and the people that you serve. So we're called to spread His word, even if people can't come to hear it. And that's why our program exists, to bring God's message to them. But we can't do it alone. We need sponsors and underwriters, and we believe in the power of spreading God's love. With your support, we can continue to touch lives and bring hope to those in need. Join us in this divine mission and be a part of something truly meaningful. And together, let's make a difference. Please give us a call. You can contact us through our website, ST for Saint Anthony Alston.org. That's ST for Saint Anthony Alston.org. So we're talking about this reality of what we're looking at in the form of the issues with how important it is to bring our message, to teach the faith of all, and to understand that people need to hear the faith no matter what background they are coming from. And if we're not teaching the faith, then especially to all kinds of people in our society, they're going to fall victims to the different forces in society. So go back to the story I was telling about the two girls, one from the inner city and one from the suburbs. Well, the media is going to cover that the way they do. And the way they're going to cover it is not understanding the full background, because the media doesn't live in the inner city. So they may understand the suburbs, but they're not going to understand the full background of the person in the inner city, because no one in the media lives in the inner city. This is something I've been working on or wanting to do for years, is to encourage media organizations like ABC, NBC, CBS, whoever, whatever, Time Warner, Time Warner Discovery or Discovery Time Warner, whatever, Fox, to send a reporter and pay for that reporter's living expenses for at least a year so that reporter can experience everything that goes on in the inner city. And the reporter will probably, after the year, say, I want to stay here. And you'll find that. And here's the thing, because there's so much there that is happening in people's lives, and our role is to teach the truth about Christ, and we can lead them, people, to understand the road to heaven, but we also need to help them understand how to live their life as witnesses today. And so if we've taught students to say, look, you have a fight going on. Let's find a way to solve this before it gets into the fight level, because it could turn disastrous. Yeah, you could punch that person just to kind of make it clear that this is the level it's going and not realize that you just killed that person by accident. Happened to a high school classmate of mine, by the way. He got into a fight outside of a bar. And for some reason, it had to do with, no one knew he had some kind of a disorder, very well known, but I'm not going to go into the details, a disorder, a disease. And just the way he was punched because of the disease, he died on the spot. So, yeah, you never know what can happen. But if we're teaching people about sin and truth and goodness and, most important, about Christ, then we can change people's lives from disaster to the disaster never happening. And that's one of the important things that we really, that's what we're here for. That's what we're all about, to teach that. So, and you realize that there are forces that want to silence us. They hate the Catholic Church. They hate other forms of Christianity. And they want to silence us. And they've been working very hard for years, decades, to silence us. And some of them have been using the tactics of Saul Alinsky, doing everything they can to silence us. And the result is exactly what you're seeing in the world today. You're seeing people who have no sense of an understanding of a greater reality, and no one teaching them things that, if they understood them, they wouldn't be in the disaster they are. So understand your importance and understand our importance of teaching this. We'll be back tomorrow. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home.